RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
On our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, we have on with us a college contributor, Tracy Coley. Tracy, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Trace, Herb and I were talking about this, that, you know, I've seen a lot of LSU football. And I told this to Coach O after they won the national championship against Clemson. I said, baby, listen, I don't know if I'll live long enough to see another quarterback make an impact like what Joe Burrow has done on his squad. And he gave me a laugh. He said, well, I hope the next one, I'm still coaching him. Well, that didn't happen. Brian's got it now. But from what you've seen, the impact Jaden Daniels has made on this team and his progression, not only as a quarterback, but as a passer and a leader. And he's a good dude off the field. I've been around him. Yeah. He's really a good dude off the field. The impact he has made at LSU has just been phenomenal.
Absolutely. One of the things you hear when you talk to LSU players is how cool and calm he is no matter what happens in the pocket. And I think that's his growth being a fifth-year senior. And he just leads this team down the field because of his calm presence. They trust him, and you could see that. They'll do anything for him.
Tracy, one of the things, too, is, and we've seen this, how this transformation, we no longer DBU. Man, they bad. But the young kids, Herb and I were talking about this, they've held up a little bit better than we thought. But it is really wide receiver you when, man, I remember OBJ and Jarvis Landry come in, and then we see Justin and Jamar in the impact. And now, before our very eyes, a third threesome, so to speak, comes into play here with Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas Jr. It's unbelievable, the talent in this state of Louisiana. I know you're a Louisiana gal, so to have that in this state, to be able to recruit those guys and keep them in here, and you can't keep all of them because we saw Keon Coleman and what he did against LSU. He's, you know, Opelousas guy. He goes to Florida State, and what Trey Harris has meant to Ole Miss. But it is just unbelievable to see all this talent of wide receiver that is going through this state.
Absolutely. You hear from Ryan Clark and those guys, there's something different in the water in Louisiana, and that's certainly true. They're a breeding ground for wide receivers, and it's really exciting because back in the Les Miles days, my goodness, we had to suffer through the I formation and running the ball, and we had great running backs, but it was a lot less to be desired for the poor wide receivers. You know, we even had OBJ back then, but now these guys are putting up record numbers, and it's awesome to see, and it's a great thing for the state of Louisiana to keep these guys in state instead of seeing them go elsewhere.
Tracy, we kind of talked about the, you know, the DBs in the same fashion. How does LSU get those DBs out of high school from Louisiana to stay at home and not jump ship and go to Alabama, Texas, Texas A&M, all those types of places? How does LSU retain the talent here on the defensive side of the ball?
Same on defensive line. Tracy, it's been bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting pushed around, and you can tell there's talent there. They haven't been coached well,
right.
I'm just telling you.
Correct.
And Pete can't put his hands. He's not Lazarus, and he ain't coming off out of the grave, so to speak. But it is what it is right now. And this defense, you're going to have to accept that's what you're going to get the next two games in a bowl game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, losing Jimmy early in the season really hurt. Watching the line get pushed back, they were, 1 to 2 yards off the ball before the ball was snapped during Ole Miss. So, and they were just getting pushed all over the place. And they have for the majority of the year. And I do think that finding that DB talent within the state, kids that want to play at LSU, is the secret sauce. Tyrann Mathieu was a 2-star, and look where he ended up. You got to coach the guys up. So Coach Kelly has to find coaches that really could coach these guys up and play the scheme that he wants to play and be those, the DBU that we know, the guys that thud people, hit them, and people that are scared to play against them. That's what it used to be at LSU, and they need to bring that back.
Tracy, one thing for sure, this defensive staff can't stay the same. They're going to have to make some major changes along the coaching staff part on the defensive side, the football. And I think that's going to happen in this offseason. I think you have no choice. You might be friends with Matt House and some of the coaches, but, okay, friends is good if you want them over for the holidays or you want to have a drink. But they're paying me $10, $11 million a year.
Yeah.
I got to win.
Yeah, we gotta win.
And if they're not doing the job, I got to look somewhere else.
Absolutely. There's so many talented D coordinators out there that could be the next up and coming. I heard a lot of people on Twitter talking about Aranda. Aranda's not coming back to LSU.
No, not
an option. So you move on from that. I think you got to look at other schools and see who's one of the best defensive coordinators out there and get them here. Get the kids excited again. But Matt House is most likely going to have to go.
Yeah, I agree with you. Herb?
100%. I don't see Dave Aranda coming back at all. There's no reason to rekindle any of that. Now, here's the thing. Here's the next question, Tracy. Who is that next guy?
Yeah. Well, that's why you're getting paid $10, $11 million a year to make that decision. You and I and Tracy are not making quite that $10 million a year. Not yet.
Yeah. No, I think you got to look at the other schools out that are having really good defensive years and try to see who would be the best fit for LSU. And look at your DB coach. I think that has to be someone you look at, too, that may have to change.
Trace, I think one of the things at the running back position, Logan Diggs carried so much of the water. He didn't play game one, but then after that, he's really carried the heavy bucket water-wise for his football team. And now he won't play tonight, and questionable if he'll play against A&M. It looks as though, I think, the way Brian has always handled this, he would rather guys with the experience be the guys, like Josh Williams or Noah Kane. I think for all of us, I know Herb would like to see more of Trey Holly. Myself, I'd like to see more of Caleb because I think Caleb is the new star.
I agree.
On the offensive side, the football. But that's not Brian's way. He's sort of old school with this on the seniority part. But you've seen enough of Caleb. Your thoughts of him? Because I think he's the next star on the offensive side, the football for the LSU.
Absolutely. He's dynamic. His leg drive reminds you of Leonard Fournette. I think we all saw that hit versus Mississippi State. Everybody was talking about how that reminded us of that. He's impressive. He overpowers defenders, but he's also quick. So I would like to see him more. I think what holds Kelly back more than anything, it is that experience. It's can you pass block? Can you pass protect for your quarterback? And can you block? So I think he's still young. He is a true freshman, and he's got to learn that in the position. I think we are going to see more of him. He did have that fumble on the kickoff return last week, so I think that kind of hurt him a little bit in Kelly's eyes. But hopefully we'll get to see more of him tonight.
Tracy, one of the things been a bright spot but underrated, other than the Alabama game, LSU's offensive line has really become a big-time unit. And they have some depth.
Yes.
It's just not for 2023. You can see what's going to happen in 2024. And, you know, if Turner leaves, DJ Chester's ready to take over, I think, at that center position.
Yep.
And he's a bigger guy, and I think that's part of what Brian likes to recruit. I think the real unsung part of this football team has been the play of their offensive line. They've made those holes for the running backs. They've done a great job protecting Jaden. And when Jaden sees a hole, he's up the field in a flash. And you get one shot at him, and it better be a quick shot because he's gone. That offensive line, I think, has really, for the most part, been a strong point of this 2023 team.
Yes.
Absolutely. And most of them are sophomores, I believe. So most of them should be coming back. So it is going to be a unit that's going to, for the most part, be the same next year, minus a couple changes. There may be a couple changes, but Will Campbell, of course, a dynamic. They have made a couple mistakes, and I think it is frustrating for some Tiger fans when they have 1 yard to go during Florida State and against Florida. They can't get that 1 yard. But I think overall, if you look at the whole year, they've done a fantastic job, like you said, protecting Jane Daniels and opening up running lanes for these quarter running backs.
My thing about it, Tracy, don't get in the shotgun.
No.
When it's fourth and a half yard.
No.
I never understood why you got to go backwards to go forwards. I mean, Herb being
Absolutely.
A former
Makes
quarterback.
No sense.
Come on, Herb. That to me, but you see it all across college football and even the NFL.
Everywhere.
Even worse, that the NFL doesn't believe that. You got a big quarterback. Come on, he can't get that half yard. I don't get that, but whatever. Tracy, one of the things I think will be interesting next week as you play an A&M team that now is in a little bit of a disarray.
Yep.
And I think you – Just
a little
like,
bit, a lot of bit.
A lot of bit, but we know who controls everything now in the college football world. It's dudes who got money, okay? It ain't the president of the school, athletic directors, all that. They in the background. I'm giving $10, $20, $30 million to the school? No, I want to say on what happens. How much of this A&M team could disappear in front of our very eyes? My thing about it is if I'm LSU – the one thing A&M's got, I would want defensive linemen.
Yeah.
Man, their defensive line is really good. And if I'm on the lookout for players that would transfer, it would be guys that, hey, take a look at our defensive line. You don't think you could start here?
Right.
I think that might be kind of an audition next week to take a look at what potentially could just cross the border and come to LSU and really help out.
Absolutely. I actually live in Texas now in the Houston area, so I see a lot of A&M. And the one thing that they do have is an NIL program, and that's what helped them get the top recruiting class. But if I'm LSU, I'm absolutely trying to cherry pick. I believe they lost 24 guys in the portal in January. So they are right for the picking. So LSU has to really play this and use the strengths of what's coming back. And if LSU could get to 10-win seasons back-to-back, that's a true selling point for any of these kids and to be in the limelight. LSU is, you know, I hate to say this, is on TV for the most part in the evenings and afternoons. They're a star football program where A&M, unfortunately, has gotten LSU on at 11 o'clock. So, and they're on 11 o'clock almost every week. Well, there's something to say about being on TV and being a star. And that, to me, if I'm a coach, that's what these kids want. They want to be seen. And I think that's a big selling point to these kids. But the NIL program for LSU has got to get its stuff together, because that's all it's going to be until the NCAA tries to nip this in the bud a little bit and put parameters. Otherwise, it's free agency. Yeah,
they can forget
it's free agency.
Yeah. I think we're going to see the Wild Wild West for the next few years.
That's right.
In college football. Yeah. I think that's just that's reality, and you can say an even playing field. And it's never been even playing field. Never in college football. Listen, paying players, I got plenty of stories from way back that's long been done. You just didn't get caught for the most part. Trace, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely,
really appreciate
guys.
It. But you got to do me one favor.
Yes, sir.
Got to do me one favor for tomorrow. Okay, I know you're a 49ers fan. Just make sure San Francisco, they beat the stew out of Tampa Bay.
Yeah, please.
They're gonna beat the stew out of Tampa Bay. That's a given. So you don't need to worry about that. Do it
thank
for
you,
all
Trace.
The Saints fans out there. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Tracy. You did
thank
a great
Tracy.
Job. Really appreciate it. Tracy Coley, college football contributor. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after these messages here on the Big 870 WWL.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.